Here he is, one of the all-time greats. He's on the weekends on our station, but really one of the best entertainers ever, the great Tony Orlando. Good morning, Tony.
Boy, you just made my Greek Independence Day absolutely independent. I'm not kidding. Thank you for all of that. And you know why I wear black, other than you, who has a physique like Arnold? I wear it because I'm a little bit chubby. There's a big difference between you wearing black and me wearing black.
No, you look great. I know people do that. Black actually does hide weight, but you happen to look really, really good. I mean, you look a lot younger than you actually are, although I don't really know your age. I know you look younger than you are. So,
I'm 78. I'm 78 years old.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying. By the way, yesterday was a celebration to me because yesterday was my 62nd year since my first hit record with Carole King in 1961. The song that you just played, Halfway to Paradise, came out in 1961 and was number one, I guess, what station? WABC.
No kidding. And I love that song. People know, of course, Knock Three Times, but I love that one. And I love Carole King. And we've had these conversations before, you and I, Tony. 60-plus years at 78. Now, I had Ernie Anastas on earlier, and Ernie has always been, I'm not just saying this, far and away my favorite news anchor. I don't like the guys today because they editorialize too much. Bill Ritter, moves his eyes and laughs and shut up. Just give me the news. Ernie never did that. Whether it was a Katie Tang or I used to like who was the other girl, the Jewish girl, Michelle Marsh. Ernie Anastas was always the best. And he's the grand marshal coming up April 30th at the parade a few years after, if I'm correct here. You had that honor, right, Tony?
I did. And as a matter of fact, it's one of the greatest days. I'll tell you this, Sid. My dad, my last name is Cassavetes. My middle name is Tony Orlando. My Babu, which is my grandfather in Greek, his name was Cassavetakis. Like most Greeks, when they moved into the country here, they thought they were making it more palatable for people when they changed their name. So they changed it to Cassavetes. I think I'm third cousins with John Cassavetes, the actor.
The actor, director.
And so when I did that parade with John Cassavetes by my side, by the way, the owner of our wonderful family and station, I turned to him and I said, John, you brought me onto this float. Now, remember, you're going down Fifth Avenue. I'm born and raised in New York City, 21st Street between 7th and 8th Avenue. To get into a parade on Fifth Avenue is like, are you kidding?
Wow.
And then I realized my father must be watching down. Sid, I swear, John Cassavetes and I shared tears together.
Aww.
Because there was such a sense of pride that my father in heaven would have been his chest out going, look at my boy, look at all the Greeks on the street saying hello, Tony.
John was on at 7 o'clock and he told that story about how you cried about your father. And I was very close with my dad, too. He passed away two summers ago. My mom comes on this show about twice a month, and she just said on this show literally 4 days ago that daddy is looking down at you, and he's so proud of you. And that's still a very, very, it still hurts me quite a bit, too, like it does you. So I appreciate and love that story. But did you say that you lived on 21st between 7th and 8th? Because this is going to sound crazy, but for about a year and a half before Danielle and I, my gorgeous wife, moved to Battery Park in 2001, we lived on 21st, between 7th and 8th, right across the street from the school. I swear to God.
From PS 11.
Yes.
From PS 11, which was my grammar school. This is crazy.
We lived on the same block. That's unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. Now, you were between 8th and 9th, if you were
Yes, you're right. Between 8th and 9th. Yes.
Right. 7th and 8th was just across the street from you. In fact, the address is 221 West 21st Street. I'll tell you a quick story about that. When I was doing a TV show, they did a little documentary on me. They said, where did you grow up? And I told them where it was. Let's go there. So it was a show called Behind the Music on MTV, maybe VH1.
Of course.
Yeah. And so I go over to that building, and I go up to the actual apartment where I lived, and I knock on the door, and a person opens it, and they see a camera behind me, and they looked at me, and thank God in heaven, the person recognized me and went, Tony Orlando, what are you doing here?
I said,
I hope you don't mind. I said, I have a camera here. This is where I was born and raised, right in this apartment. She goes, you're kidding. She goes, there's six of us living in this apartment. I go, well, wait a minute. This apartment was like seven rooms. She goes, no, it's one room. I said, what? They cut the apartments down to one room. Honest to God, said, I walked into a room that I thought was huge. It was a little tiny room, like nothing. But as a child, it looked like a big room to me, you know?
Yeah, of course.
And we taped it in that building and on that roof, where I used to dream about being in show business. That was the building I was born and raised in. And
wow.
I'm very proud of my time there. And as you know, it's a mixed neighborhood.
Well, when I lived there, it wasn't so mixed. In fact, I'll tell you a funny story. My wife, you've met Danielle, she's beautiful. But when I lived there in the early 2000s, she said, you know, this is the only place I think in New York or America where when you walk down the block, you're going to get more whistles and stares from guys than I will. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, don't. Chelsea, you can't beat that.
You're right.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
You know, Kevin Schroeder, my cousin, who has a show on podcast called Cop Talk. He's been a cop for 35 years at WABC. And there's a great new show on podcast at WABC. But his mom literally lived directly across the street from that school. And wow. I went to that school right up until, well, I have pictures of me in that school from kindergarten. How crazy.
I was right across the street. Well, listen, I've got a couple of very, very fine people in the studio right now. In fact, you just mentioned this young man on the float at the parade a couple of years ago. Tony Orlando, say hello to three great people, actually. The lovely John and Margot Katsimatidis and Chad Lopez.
Hi, Tony.
Tony.
Hello. That's the family
right there.
Let me tell
you. We miss you in New York.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Margot. Thank you, Chad. Hey, I got to tell you something about you, John. And this is not just blowing smoke because you're the boss. We're friends before I ever came to the station. But I have to tell you this. You know what I love about you? Here you own this station. And you're Greek. I'm Greek. I'm half Greek. I'm a Greek-a-Rican. You're all Greek-a-Rican. Yeah. But the truth of the matter is, what gets me about loving being part of the family at WABC is that you recognize every holiday. You recognize all of all heritages in New York. I've seen you recognize all the Hispanics, the Israeli, Greek. It's just a beautiful thing. And that, to me, is inclusion. That, to me, is showing, love for all people. And I want you to know this. This is the truth. I'm very proud of knowing Sid and being part of the WABC family. I've never quite been able to tell you this, but it's all starts at the head. The head wags the tail. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Tony, and thank you. And I told Sid the story this morning when you were on the float going up Fifth Avenue and you came back and you were crying. I said, Tony, are you okay? I said, and you said to me, I felt my father watching over me.
Yeah. Yes, and I'll tell you, not only my father, but my yaya, Babu, who lived on 26th Street where the fashion university is there, between 7th and 8th.
And you lived on the corner of 22nd and 8th Avenue.
What? You did also?
No, he did.
Tony did. Yeah, because I was on 21st and 8th.
21st, but I got to tell you a funny story about John, Sid.
21st and 8th.
You remember this.
Yeah. I owned the building.
You owned the building? Yeah. I was probably paying you rent 20 years ago. What's that story? Go ahead.
That's a true story. That's the funniest thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can't make that up.
Happy Greek Independence Day, John and Margo.
Well, thank you so much, Tony. And April 30th is the actual parade. We have a big float. And if you're around, stop by New York. And Ernie Anastas is the Grand Marshal. And Phil Christopher is the chairman, and we're gonna have a little bit of music and a little bit of good times.
That's great.
Tony. Well, I'm gonna try to get in there not only for that wonderful day, and to of course support Ernie and the parade and all of the Greek. Congratulations to him, to you, and to all of the Greek community in New York. You know, my heart goes with you, and believe me, I'm a proud Greek deep to my soul. God bless you all.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Tony, it's Chad. Good morning.
Hey, Chad. Good morning. So, how are you?
So you said you're a Greek-a-Rican, right?
Yep.
So we feel like we're channeling you here today because John, being the Greek, and I'm the Hispanic, so we're here. You're here in, with us today.
Oh, you're Puerto Rican, right?
No, he's Venezuelan.
Oh, okay. That's funny.
He's a Venezuelan Chinese guy.
That's right.
Right. Well, I don't want to put a war here between John and Chad. But, no. But, Tony, let's be honest. You're actually more proud of your Greek heritage than Puerto Rican, right?
Well, to be honest with you, and I mean this sincerely, and this is not a joke, I'm serious about this, I was very fortunate to be part of the deepest part of my Hispanic Puerto Rican side. My mom, born and raised in New York City. My dad of Greek heritage, born and raised in New York City. Both of them, and my grandfathers and grandmother on both sides were best friends. Wow. It doesn't get better than
that. That is awesome. Hey, 30 seconds to go. When I grew up, of course, I was a fan of yours. It was Tony Orlando and Dawn. Whatever happened to Dawn? You still speak to her, or what's the deal with that?
Well, at Dawn was two people. It was, in those days, it was like the groups were called Bread. There was no plural to the name. It was the thing to do. But Thelma Hopkins, one of the girls in the group, the one that was always fancy with me, she's the longest-running sitcom actress in history.
Right.
I mean, she started with us with the Bosom Buddies with Tom Hanks, Break, and then Family Matters. And now she's on a show called Dead to Me
on Netflix. Yeah, she's huge. I actually remember the other guy in Bosom Buddies, Peter Scolari. How about that? Margo, there you go. Say hello to your friend.
The digital dollar could give the feds control of your money. Get the digital dollar report. Call 1-800-862-6970 and also receive a $1,000 credit from Priority Gold to protect your money. Or just go to digitaldollarreport.com.
Please note, the information provided does not constitute financial or investment advice.
Hi, Tony. We really miss you.
Hi, Margo.
You got to come see us soon. You know, we got to stop texting during the night.
Nice things.
Absolutely.
Margo will call me. Let me tell you what she does. She texts me and says things like, great show. When are you going to have Lee Greenwood on? That's what she texts all the time. How about Lee Greenwood? She loves Lee Greenwood.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Yeah, he finally did a birthday call for you, right?
Yes, he did.
Thank you.
Yes, he did.
That's awesome.
He's a great friend. He's a great guy.
Well, Tony, listen.
Margo and John, they're like family to me. And Chad, same to you. And
thank
Sid,
you.
Yes.
I want you to know, you have the greatest talk show. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
I think you're one of the great hosts. You're so knowledgeable. And Brian Kilmeade, I love him. Send him my love.
I'll be on with him tomorrow night. Hey, listen, you're great, too. I love you. Been a huge fan of yours for a long time. So happy Greek Independence Day. Thank you for coming on today. We all love you. We'll see you very soon, Tony Orlando. Thank you.
Okay, we love you.
Thank you.
See you,
love you all. Thank you.
See you, Tony.
God bless you.
All right.
Bless you.